I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Evening News for Friday, April 7. Coming up, emergency response communication systems boosted, National Health Fund subsidies to increase, and state homes to be renovated. The news in detail after this message.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone, and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Now the news. The ability of the country's major disaster and emergency response agencies to communicate during national emergencies has been significantly boosted. This after the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, signed a grant agreement with the government to provide grant aid of approximately $12.5 million for the Project for Improvement of Emergency Communication System. The funds will be made available to the government over 4 years. Major components of the project include the integration of the National Works Agency Microwave Network for data communication, installation of an emergency communication system to serve 24 additional repeater locations, and the provision of deployable equipment for vulnerable communities which have been declared as disaster zones. Portable radio equipment will also be made available for the Pedro and Morant Keys.
The project is critical for the improvement of public security and safety, fire rescue, search and rescue, marine and land and medical emergencies, evacuation planning, communication and mobilization, the local emergency operations center, and for the improvement of communities and areas prone to flooding, storm surges, landslide and other hazards.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw speaking at the signing ceremony for the grant agreement on Thursday. National Health Fund NHF card holders are to benefit from increases in the subsidies on 432 prescription items and diabetic supplies effective April 3. This adjustment to the subsidies will result in a $100 million increase in expenditure for the NHF card program. The NHF has also added new drugs for the treatment of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, ischemic heart disease, prostate cancer, and vascular disease. The program now covers Tragenta tablets for the treatment of diabetes mellitus with a subsidy of 103.83 per 5 mg tablet. The Firmagon injection for prostate cancer has also been added with a subsidy of 17,698.40 per 80 mg injection and 26,547.60 per 120 mg injection. A complete list of drugs and subsidies covered by the National Health Fund is available from NHF participating pharmacies on the NHF website, nhf.gov.jm, or by calling 1-888-NHF-CARE. The government has allocated some $40 million for renovation work at several children's homes and places of safety this year. State Minister in the Education Ministry, Floyd Green, says $80 million was previously spent on renovating children's homes and places of safety.
We have earmarked this year an additional $40 million to undertake work at the Granville Place of Safety, the St. Augustine Place of Safety, Summerfield Child Care Facility, Maxfield Park's Children's Home, and the Homestead Places of Safety.
Minister Green was making contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on April 5. As of December 2016, the total number of children in the child protection system stood at 4,574. Some 56% are living in family environments, with 44% living in residential child care facilities. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be partnering with social media giant Facebook to broadcast Ananda alerts for missing Jamaican children. State Minister in the Ministry, Floyd Green, says a Facebook team will be visiting Jamaica in May for the official launch of the partnership.
This partnership, Mr. Speaker, will enable members, the Secretariat, to broadcast Ananda alerts on the pages of Facebook of all users in Jamaica, which will ensure that we have a larger pool searching for our children when they go missing.
Minister Green was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives earlier this week. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.